My brothers and sisters in the Lord, the Jesuit priest and poet Gerald Hopkins once wrote this line: "The world is charged with the grandeur of God." It's how he begins one of his poems. The world is charged with the grandeur of God. And we hear those words of hope, and certainly those who know anything about Hopkins' life know that it was a life of struggle and a life of hardship, a life with many years of depression. Yet despite all those experiences, Hopkins could speak and proclaim the glory and grandeur of God. My brothers and sisters, as we gather here in this church on this New Year's Day to celebrate the solemnity in honor of our Blessed Mother, we too are called to meditate and proclaim the grandeur of our God, the glory of our God. Just as it was proclaimed to the shepherds 2,000 years ago, and just as they heard the message, they went forth to proclaim the glory. Certainly, my friends, on New Year's Day, we have all of those things to us that all of those things that speak to us about hope. Turn on the television, and today, probably in one of the newscasts, you'll hear the names of any local babies who were born today. Or last night, if you saw them in Times Square huddled together, waiting for that ball to drop. Or here in New Orleans, you probably got a little wet. But it was a time of celebration. The clinking of the glasses, the shooting of the fireworks. All of those are ways in which we say, my brothers and sisters, it is good to be alive. It is good to be here. It is good that we celebrate another year. It's another way of saying that each and every day, the world is charged with the grandeur of God. It is a time of hope, to throw out the old and to look forward to the new. There was an ancient custom in the city of Rome, maybe not today, but years back, that on New Year's Eve, if you were in the city of Rome and you walked in the streets, you had to look above you, because the custom was anything old was thrown out of the window onto the streets to make way for the new. The custom is found similarly in other countries. In many of the little villages in Mexico, if you're there for New Year's Eve, many times they gather in the square around the church or the great cathedral, where there are fireworks and there is food and there is celebration. And they're selling all sorts of things like a little market. And oftentimes they sell very inexpensive pieces of pottery, oftentimes which look like little plates. And people will buy these small pieces of pottery, these small little plates made of clay or some other material. And they'll go to one side of the wall of the great cathedral and they'll throw the plates against the wall, smashing them into pieces. It's symbolic that with the turning of the new year, we throw out the old self into the hands of God, into the arms and embrace of the church, and we begin anew. It's the importance of faith. And it's the importance to remember that the world is charged with the grandeur of God. What a wonderful day to celebrate the solemnity of our Blessed Mother. Mary, the most holy Mother of God. Because certainly, my brothers and sisters, Mary is for us a witness to hope. Because Mary had uncertainty. After giving birth to Jesus, they would be exiled into Egypt as Herod was killing the holy innocents. Everything in her life didn't go according to maybe how she had planned. But she was open to the will of God, to be responsive to that will. to be able to say yes. And she reflected on all these things in the quiet of her own heart. She is a witness to hope and a good model for us at the turning of a new year. It's also an excellent example, my brothers and sisters, because certainly our Blessed Mother, as we know, is spotless. She was conceived without original sin, her immaculate conception, and without personal sin. In a way, the turning of the new year represents moving to the spotless, the turning of a page to begin our lives anew once again. Just like throwing those clay pots against the wall of a great cathedral, smashing the old, bringing in the new. And certainly, my brothers and sisters, today or maybe last night or in the next few days, it is often the time of the New Year's resolutions, of all the things that we're going to do. We're going to exercise more. We're going to all lose weight until next weekend. And we're going to do all these other things. But oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, our New Year's resolutions only last a few days, if a few weeks at the most. Why? Because oftentimes those resolutions are focused simply on us, what I'm going to do. And they fail, my brothers and sisters, and oftentimes we fail in them because they're not centered in God. The world is charged with the glory of God. The life of change, the life of conversion, the life of renewal is grounded in our God. And it's grounded in that hope that, yes, nothing is impossible for God. And so on this New Year's Day, my friends, let us be like the shepherds we heard in the gospel. Many could consider them the first evangelists. They saw and they went and they proclaimed the good news. Let us be like our Blessed Mother. Yes, this may be a time of uncertainty for us, in our families or in our work or in our school, whatever it may be, in our own personal lives. But like Mary, let us ponder all these things in the quiet of our heart, trusting the Lord, trusting that nothing is impossible to God, trusting, my brothers and sisters, that if we say yes to the Lord, and if we keep our focus, that the world is charged with the grandeur of God, then yes, all things are possible, and we continue to be a people of hope. As we go forth from this church, let us be reminded, as we heard in our first reading, of the Lord's blessing given to Moses for Aaron to use to bless the people of Israel. And on this day, we ask the Lord's blessing on each of us. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you his peace. And let us remember that, yes, my friends, the world is charged with the glory of God.